Oh boy, I came across something I definitely shouldn't have, so I'll probably kiss my account goodbye. But let me ask you guys something. When did the coronavirus come out? Really hit hard around, like, what, late 2019, early 2020? Yeah. You know what else came out around then? This patent. Human robots, the new species. Oh, late 2019. And you know what they can do? The exact same thing that a human can do. And I've been wondering this entire time, like, how has, like, military authority and, like, you know, positions of civil distinction been passing these bullshit laws and policies through when, you know, they got to look at their own, like, families and be like, what the hell's happening? Doesn't matter. They waited long enough to get the COVID virus out and strike fear in the heart of millions and billions. Because they knew that their little robot buddies were going to be ready for the aftermath. Vision, smell, the exact same exoskeleton. Look at that. An HR, which is a human robot that is autonomous, intelligent, and self-learner. This is why they will no longer need the military. They will no longer need the police. That's why defunding is such a thing. Because they realize they don't need anybody now that they have their army to implement all of this stuff. Guys, I'm so sorry to say it gets better. Who's heard of the October 4th emergency broadcast? Going across your cellular, modular banana phones? Yeah. You know what that is? You know what it is. It's a beautiful, well-orchestrated way to pinpoint every single, pretty much, relevant human on America's landscape, where, when, and who they're going to be targeting, and who they have to monitor. But how would they do that? You ever heard of neutrinos? You ever heard of Antarctica? They say that like 1 trillion or 100 trillion neutrinos pass through our thumbnail like every second. There is currently the Ice Cube Lab in Antarctica that is capable of tracking neutrinos, which they claim is to detect massive bursts of energy, like that of a black hole collapsing. But if we have that kind of populated neutrino force traveling through our body, bet you damn well it could collect all the information regarding us, right? This is buried a mile below and a mile wide in the ice in Antarctica. That's not the only one. One in the Mediterranean Sea. Neutrino detector. One that's going to be able to pinpoint your exact location. And it looks like this article is saying South Dakota, but I could have swore it was like in Illinois or something. But either way, a lot of these projects are going on right now, and they will be completed relatively soon. These huge tunnels that are going to implement these neutrino detectors. Not just to find out where you are on October 4th when the cell band hits your little wireless device and you shit your little pants and think it's a TikTok. No, it's to keep track of you at all times. These massive acoustic, almost like neutrino ray studios, imagine that, 3D map the entire surface of whatever they detect. Huh. So guys, as of October 4th, you will no longer have any sorts of civil liberties. The military has already done their massive worldwide time synchronization exercise. So the human robot species has established a floor plan for where to start, and the neutrino detector will be establishing where, what, who they will need to further monitor. Now, I saw someone post something about the obedient humans on my previous post. The fact that only obedient humans, those that will not comply, did not get the vaccine. They were, you know, well above the rest. They were on to something. Kind of pissed me off. Not gonna lie. I respect every single one of my followers, and I still appreciate your input because I feel that way as well. However, I got the jab. I was in a bad way. I had a daughter. I had a job that required it. The exact day that they said mandated vaccines weren't required, I was in Walgreens. I called my parents, shit in my little pants. I was like, you know what? I don't know what to do because I don't want to get this. And they said, you know what? It's fine. staunch Republicans, conservatives. I thought they had a well-rounded, you know, background on all this. Got the vaccine. 6 months later, they say, "Oh, it's a money racket. I don't think you should have done that." Don't call everyone who got the jab obedient humans. I was just looking out for mine.